Welcome to the June 13th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate, Kimberly Homer. The theme of the service is The Games People Play.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Pam Phillips, and I'm honored to serve this congregation as their minister. And I'm greeting you from our meeting house on Gladewood Drive in Blacksburg. And now I invite us all to go to the chat button and tell us where you're worshiping from this morning as we greet our neighbors.
Welcome, whoever you are, whomever you love, however you express your identity, no matter where you are on your spiritual path, you are welcome here. My name is Kimberly Homer, and I'm honored to be serving as the worship associate for today's service. If you are with us for the first time, welcome. Please fill out a virtual visitor's card at the link in the chat, and we'll be happy to keep in touch with you. You're also invited to stick around after the service when folks will go into breakout rooms for smaller group conversations. You can also join a number of UUC groups virtually or on our beautiful grounds throughout the week. Check out the events calendar on our website for times and Zoom links. And thank you to all of our wonderful volunteers who so generously make these activities possible. Later in today's service, we'll be lifting up the joys and sorrows that we might be carrying with us. If you have a joy or a sorrow you'd like read aloud this morning, please follow the link that Akiko or one of the greeters will put in the chat.
And I would like to lift up a few announcements today. First, last week we passed the eighth principle. And so if you're interested in getting involved in anti-racism work, that group will meet at 1 o'clock today on Zoom. Also on Thursday evening on Zoom, we have our UUC poetry group. And the Parents Covenant group is now meeting in person on the grounds. And so if you're a parent with young children and would like to get involved, contact Deb Dickerson. You can find her name in the directory, and she'll explain what they do and whether or not you'd like to join in. And also, this month, we are talking about play. And so the worship team thought it would be a good idea for us to play together. So next Sunday, June 20th at 4 o'clock, we're inviting everyone who's in town who wants to come and play to bring balls and frisbees and hula hoops and bubbles and sidewalk chalk or anything else that you can think of and come to the grounds and play. I'm going to ask Akiko to put in the chat a sign-up form. You don't have to sign up to come, but it'd be really helpful to know who's coming in, what kind of play equipment, so that we can advertise that to people on Thursday. And also, if it rains, we know who was planning on coming, and we can let you know if we need to cancel. So that is in the chat, and I'll take it back to Kimberly for the chalice lighting.
Please join me in reading the words for our chalice lighting. And hopefully my cat Agnes here is gonna help me out while I light our chalice. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
Oh. Wait a minute, there's something new here. We're gonna do a poll. Again, because we're exploring the games people play, we thought it would be fun to see what games you all have enjoyed playing. So I'm going to set up the poll and you can vote for the game, for some of the games that you've enjoyed playing over the years. We hope to bring back fond memories. And we're going to start off with board games, if I can get it up. And I guess I can. So what is your favorite board game? And if you don't see your favorite board game on the list, then go ahead and write it in the chat. We'll take just a few minutes. You should be able to see it. Yes, I see a vote. There's Clue, there's Scrabble, there's Monopoly. There's nobody's going to play for the game of life. Twister, Risk. Oh, sorry. Yes, that is a good one. We see. I only have 8 votes. Can you all see the poll? Okay, we got 10, 11, 12, 15, 18, 22, 26. Wow. It's no contest. Come on, Clue. Come on, Candyland.
We're a heady bunch.
All right. It looks like, we still got a few more votes. Somebody finally went for Candyland and Game of Life. All right. I'll give you 10 more seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. The co-hosts don't get to vote. Put it in the chat. All right. Here is the end of polling. And you can see by a fairly wide margin that Scrabble garnered 53% of the votes. Kimberly, can you tell us who's in the chat? Are there any games we need to look at there?
Parcheesi, Chutes and Ladders.
Oh, that was a great one.
Or Snakes and Ladders. Is it Chutes and Ladders or Snakes and Ladders?
I thought it was Chutes, but maybe there's
and
Snakes.
And Yahtzee.
Too.
What about Yahtzee? And then excellent. Somebody says Pollyanna, which I've not heard of a game called Pollyanna, but I want to know more about it.
Well, now we know how to do it. Hopefully the next poll will go more smoothly. Kimberly, you want to go ahead and give us our opening words?
Yes. Our opening words today are by Carl G. Seberg. Let there be joy in our coming together this morning. Let there be truth heard in the words we speak and the songs we sing. Let there be help and healing for our disharmony and despair. Let there be silence for the voice within us and beyond us. Let there be joy in our coming together.
And it's time for another poll. This time, I invite you to vote for your favorite card game. So let's see if I can pull that up and get down to card games and launch polling. Was it Go Fish, Crazy Eights, or Old Maid, which I think is the same game? Uno, Gin Rummy, Solitaire, Poker, Bridge, War, Spades. Yes, we are good. I was going to say we're good. You use no war. Oh, gin. Pegs, cribbage. Never played cribbage. Hearts. Hearts is long. All right. This one, there is not going to be a clear winner here, folks. Canasta, Milbourne, Hand and Foot, a type of canasta. Huh. 500. I doubt it. Is that the name of the game, Nancy? All right, we'll close voting in just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, 50 card pickup. End polling and share the results. We are all across the board, folks. There is not a clear winner. Uno and Solitaire and Bridge and Spades. Very, very different games. All right. So,
well, now it's time to read our congregational covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. We will listen to one another respectfully, assume good intentions, use the power of our words with care, express gratitude, honor our differences, help one another, and welcome all. We will communicate directly, honestly, and compassionately. When we hurt one another, we will forgive, make amends, and reconnect. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
And you know what I'm going to say now. Time for another poll. This time, we're going to think about the outdoor games that we used to play as kids. I guess some of us still play these games, but let's see what you all think. Here we go. Outdoor games and launch polling. So was it hide and seek, tag, or one of its many varieties? We used to play TV tag and flashlight tag. Red Rover, Red Rover, send someone right over. The perennial favorite, duck, duck, goose, capture the flag. And now I can't see because my, red light, green light, sardines. And what am I missing? Mother, may I? What is odd game? Or something that you have in the chat. Horseshoes, kickball, Marco Polo. Oh, in the swimming pool all day long. My Italian brother-in-law said, Marco Polo, why are they saying that over and over again? Oh, no, no, not Marco Polo. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and end polling. And the results, hide and seek. It was a pretty strong favorite with capture the flag. You know, I never played that. My nieces and nephews used to play it all the time though, and it was fun to watch. So there we go.
All right. Well, one way that our congregation puts our principles into practice is through collecting an offering that we share with other community organizations. This week, we'll be sharing half of our collection with Planned Parenthood Roanoke Health Center, which is one of the nation's leading providers of high quality, affordable healthcare and the nation's largest provider of sex education. With or without insurance, women and men can always come to them for their healthcare. There are several ways that you can give, either now or after the service. One way is to follow the link to online giving in the chat. You can also use the Give Plus app, or you can text FUND to the phone number in the order of service. If these tools are new to you, you can find more information about how to use them in the order of service and in the announcements. And you can also send in a check. That's what I like to do.
Please join in reading the offering words. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. And now, I know you're probably afraid to hear me say it, but it's time for another poll. This time, we're going to remember our childhoods on the playground. Hopefully you had good childhood experiences on the playground. And here is the playground games. This might be a blast from the past. Tetherball, hand tennis and foursquare, jump rope, dodgeball, marbles, jacks, playing on the swings or the slides, or on the monkey bars, or playing hopscotch. Which was your favorite? Checking out the chat. Foursquare. Yep, loved Foursquare. Jump the brook. Ooh, that sounds like fun. Punch ball? Is that the kind where you had, you'll have to explain it to me. Hopscotch or monkey bars. We used to love twirling on the monkey bars. All right. Red Rover. Oh, the merry-go-round. Yes. I don't think they have merry-go-rounds anymore, but we used to love those. Kickball. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, end polling. And we have just a slight winner with dodgeball. Someday ask me about the time the girl in my class broke two arms playing dodgeball. It was pretty horrendous. All right. But it was fun, I guess, for some. So stop sharing the results here. And now I invite us all to enter into a time of reflection and meditation. And because this month we are exploring play, I'd like to do a little guided meditation. So take a breath. Soften your shoulders, settle in your seat. Anything you need to do to be fully present now. And I invite you to explore backwards in your life, as far as you can go, to the most clear, joyful, playful image of yourself that you have. Might have been a time when you were playing a game, or running and jumping and somersaulting, maybe playing in the ocean, or swinging off a rope into a lake, dancing with wild abandon to music, or finger painting, maybe getting engrossed in your favorite book, or imagining that you were a cowboy or a cowgirl or a princess or a prince. Find a clear, joyful, playful image of yourself and see it in your mind's eye. What do you see? Where are you? What can you hear? What is your body feeling? Your hands and your arms and your legs. What do you feel like inside your body? What are you doing? Who are you with? Take a breath and settle into all that you can see and hear and feel in your mind's eye. And bring that sense of joy, of playfulness, back here into this space. This month's theme, what does it mean to be a people of play? Coming at the end of another church year that has been so profoundly affected by the realities of life in the time of COVID is a relief and a reminder. We know how serious life can be. We know about loss and separation, anxiety and fear. Let us not forget about joy and hope and faith and fun. I had so much fun thinking about the games in our polls. I played many of them. Just thinking up their names conjured up memories from a time when I wasn't concerned about headlines and deadlines, but when my job was to play, to explore and learn about the world through games. One of the resources in our Soul Matters packet this month is a TED Talk, Play is More Than Just Fun by Stuart Brown, who talks about the serious nature of play. He identifies several different kinds of play and cites studies about animals to talk about the biological roots and the necessities of play for our development and maturation. He also wrote a book, Play, How It Shapes the Brain, Opens the Imagination, and Invigorates the Soul. While I appreciated the whimsy and the possibilities of play as a theme, I did wonder what it might have to do with a Sunday worship service. Reading Brown's work, though, gave me some clues. While he is reluctant to define play, comparing that to throwing a dinner party and showing the guests photographs of food, he did offer some properties of play. Reading about them helped me see play through a lens of religiosity, of spirituality. So these are some of the properties of play: apparently purposeless, voluntary, inherent attraction, freedom from time, diminished consciousness of self, improvisational potential, and continuation of desire. Think of these properties in terms of spiritual exploration and practice. So, apparently purposeless. When we play, we are doing it just for the fun of it. It isn't to earn something or make something or prove something. We do it just for the pure joy of doing it. That sounds positive, especially as a repudiation of our Puritan forebears who felt that our lives should be nothing but purpose-driven, who forbade the celebration of even religious holidays. What could be more spiritual than enjoying life? Play is voluntary. It's not play if we don't want to do it, if we feel forced or obligated to do it. As Unitarian Universalists, I'm guessing many of us are pretty wary of anything smacking of requirements. Ours is a covenantal, not a creedal faith, which means we agree to join together in covenant because we want to, and we aren't required to believe one common creed. Inherent attraction. That's Brown's fancy way of saying play is fun. Play makes us feel good and happy. Freedom from time. When we are at play, we can get so absorbed in it, we lose track of time. We are totally in the moment, which sounds to me like the kind of mindfulness that many of us hope to achieve through practices like meditation. Be here now. And play, pure play, is one way of achieving that. Play gives us moments of zen. Diminished consciousness of self. Brown explains that when we are at play, we stop worrying about how we look to others or even to ourselves. We lose ourselves in the play. That sounds like escaping ego, getting over ourselves and fully immersing in the activity, the play. Transcending ego is the goal of many spiritual practices. Improvisational potential. Brown describes this as not being locked into rigid ways of doing things, with the possibility of stumbling upon new behaviors, thoughts, strategies, movements, or ways of being. When we play, we open ourselves to all kinds of possibilities. That's the essence of all kinds of growth, including spiritual and ethical growth. Continuation of desire. When we are truly playing, we want to keep playing, or we want to do it again. Play, because of all of its properties, is self-sustaining. Play is its own reward, its own reason for being. Today, we've been reminded of some of the games we've played with all the poles, but play encompasses all kinds of activities and pursuits. What kind of play came to mind during our meditation? Was it body play? Which Brown describes as the spontaneous desire to get ourselves out of gravity. Think of running and jumping and dancing and hiking and climbing. Was it object play? Brown writes, the human hand in manipulation of objects is the hand in search of a brain. The brain is in search of a hand, and play is the medium by which those two are linked in the best way. Think of all the objects with which you might play, from balls and bats and rackets to building blocks and Lincoln logs and Legos, crayons and paints and clay, puzzles and motors. Was it social play? When we cooperate and collaborate and compete, learning how to navigate what it means to be in relationship. When we learn empathy and trust. Think of time spent with friends, perhaps playing games. Was it imaginative play? When we can enter into the world of make-believe, becoming who we want to be, or create whole new worlds. Think about hours of dress up in dolls, playing cowboys or soldiers, but also writing stories and singing songs, reading books, making things up as we go along. And these are only a few kinds of play. What kind of play is calling you? But enough of serving dinner guests photographs of food. Let's play. Kimberly, do you want to explain how we're going to play this game while I try to set up the breakout rooms?
Yes. Okay. So we're going to play together and we're going to make a story. We're going to make a set of stories. So we're all going to go into breakout rooms and there will be a facilitator in each room and your group will be creating and solving a mystery story. Okay, so play is voluntary, it's not forced. So if you don't feel like saying anything, then you are still participating just by listening. So after we've made our stories, then we'll come back together to share our stories and then we'll sing our closing hymn.
The breakout rooms are not included in the podcast or the video.
Kimberly, do you want to share out some of the stories that we got?
Yes.
Why don't you do the first one?
Gallery.
Okay. So the first one, you are awoken by an unusual sound of jingling keys. You get up to investigate and you notice the smell of rain on moist earth. Oh my gosh, this is, okay. You come across tracks or footprints that you think were made by a bioluminescent slug. Following the tracks backwards, you notice that the drawbridge has been left ajar. The basket of berries that is usually there is missing, and in its place is a golden egg. And then you knew that you were having a nightmare with your mistress.
All right, so I didn't know it was going to be an adult story. That was by the Lost Ones. The Placators wrote, "You are awoken by an unusual sound of tinkling bells. You get up to investigate and you notice the smell of lavender. You come across the tracks that you think were made by a bioluminescent slug. Following the tracks backward, you notice the garden gate has been left ajar. The stuffed animal that is usually there is missing, and a music box is in its place. And then you realize that slugs like music." Kimberly, what did the Misfit Toys have to say?
The Misfit Toys said, "You are awoken by an unusual sound of a woodpecker tapping. You get up to investigate and you notice the smell of wood smoke You come across tracks or footprints that you think were made by kid-sized kids. Following the tracks backwards, you notice the garden gate has been left ajar. The scarecrow's hat that is usually there is missing, and in its place is a golden egg. And then you knew. Tom Sawyer climbed the beanstalk in Kansas and traded the golden egg for the hat. Of course.
Well, there you go. The next story was written by S. Crow, and the title is Barely, B-E-A-R-L-Y, Believable. You are awoken by the unusual sound of rustling leaves. You get up to investigate, and you notice the smell of your father's cologne. You come across the tracks that you think were made by a bear of unusual proportions. Following the tracks backward, you notice the garden gate has been left ajar. The scarecrow's hat that is usually there is missing. And in its place is a music box. And then you knew. Your father is really a fashionable bear, so he took the scarecrow's hat and left you with music forever. The end.
And now we're going to hear from Joe and Josephine Doe, and they tell us, you are awoken by an unusual sound of a woodpecker tapping. You get up to investigate, and you notice the smell of cinnamon toast. You come across tracks or footprints that you think were made by a wheelbarrow. Following the tracks backward, you notice the drawbridge has been left ajar. The scarecrow's hat that is usually there is missing, and in its place is a geode. And then you knew it is time to play because the person was hungry, but not enough to eat the geode and not strong enough to take off the scarecrow's hat. And they had a sharp nose.
The next author is B, period, Intrepid. You are awoken by an unusual sound of crickets. You get up to investigate and you notice the smell of rain on moist earth. You come across tracks of a bioluminescent slug. Following the tracks backward, you notice the wardrobe door has been left ajar. The smoking jacket that is usually there is missing. Left in its place is a line of fairy lights. And then you knew the adventure begins.
And the puzzlers have our final story. And they say, you were awoken by an unusual sound of the cats clanging the pots and pans. And you get up to investigate and you notice the smell of sulfur. You come across tracks or footprints that you think were made by a bioluminescent slug. This slug has been busy this morning. Following the tracks backwards, you notice that the attic door has been left ajar. And the artificial Christmas tree that is usually there is missing. And in its place is a golden egg. And then you knew that dragons are real. Oh, I love these stories.
So I'm assuming Lucretia Fossilwart was not part of our group. Is that
true? No, she wasn't. She is a substitute fairy godmother.
So we have just done imaginative social play. And I invite us all to think about what we might do on this beautiful sunny day, or maybe next Sunday here on the grounds, to seek the spirit of a child and renew our sense of play. For our benediction today, one more poll. I invite you to take a look at these possibilities for parlor games or party games, and consider which one you might do in the near future with family and friends, that now that we have time to be together. What's your favorite party game? Charades, Pictionary, Scattergories, Bingo? Spin the bottle. How did that get in there? I spy, taboo, trivial pursuit, truth or dare. And the voting is, oh, wow, I'm surprised. Nope, it's still going. You have to, oh, you can't vote. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, and we'll end the polling with Trivial Pursuit. Who knew? With a close second being charades. So I encourage us all in the week ahead to find opportunities to play. We'll extinguish our chalice, but not the warmth of community and not the spirit of play and fun. Let's carry those in our hearts until we are together again.